Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
How are you doing, everybody? And welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel for Thursday night true crime with crime theory. John Wedger is held up. I promise you he's going to make it. But this week we are going to be taking a delve into my side of true crime. And it's something a lot of you have asked for. And of course, we'll get to chatting about that in a few minutes. Let me just play with some lighting here. And I hope you've all had a good week. I hope you've had a good day. There's a lot of content on the Sean Atwood channel coming at all of you this evening, and I hope that you're enjoying it. Make sure you leave a comment, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, all of that good stuff. And I feel like there's a tiny delay. Hang on a second. Let me close some stuff here. Let me just close some stuff. Yeah, that's there we go. All right. So, again, a lot of you, you know, will maybe have heard these stories and will know who I'm talking about. For some of you, I'm sure it's completely brand new, but it doesn't make it any easier to hear. There obviously is a lot of legends, myths about the dark web, about the hidden web, as we refer to it moving forward from here. And there's some characters that have sadly carved their own piece of hideous, monstrous acts towards the younglings. And we're going to start off when we begin this evening, at the beginning. What brought me to this topic? What brought me to doing this? My initial documentary that I made after my findings, and showcasing exactly what it is that takes place when communities are allowed to grow in areas of the web where their views towards children and being caught. I think that's another one you need to sort of keep in the back of your mind is, during this time, there was things that took place on the dark web involving a man named Peter Scully. We're going to cover that tonight. We're going to look at the realities of the myths that came from Peter Scully, and we're going to look at how those myths became reality just recently in the UK, and delve into just some topics that some of you might find a little bit hardcore. Well, I mean, it's Thursday with John Wedger. I'm sure you are all prepared for what's to come. And for me, this all started back in 2019 with a documentary called Hope Dies Here. And this is the original trailer. This is the recut trailer. This is the notes on the movie and screenshots from the recut edit. And there is elements of that documentary, especially the recut. If you know the story of Isaac Cappy, if you know his Dead Man's Switch. And for a lot of people, you've probably never heard of this. And the visual that he presented with younglings in bathing suits in what looked like a bathhouse, filling jugs with water. It left me completely speechless. Because it was right there. I mean, that it was right there. And then Isaac Cappy, tragically, his life was... He's no longer here. This is Isaac Cappy right here. And it's something that I've got a big plan for an Isaac Cappy special that's coming very soon. Yeah, break the ice. Welcome. How are you? We are going to be covering some pretty incredible true crime topics with Break the Ice. The Moors murders to be one of them. It's very, very exciting. So big shout out to you. And again, we're going to go through all of this. I'm just giving John a chance to arrive and just letting some time pass because, you know, YouTube and it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we're going to look at some snippets of some old videos of mine as we go through this little journey today. And the first thing I really want to talk about is the forums, okay? So you can see what this is called up here, all right? There's my little face, 18,000 subscribers young. And I could not believe what I was looking at. Okay, this support group was massive. I'll go audio. Oh, that's John. Hang on a second. I'll go audio only as I'm in the car. No problemo. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And again, I need you all to understand, this is from the subcategory of PDF file, okay, that are so warped that they believe children can consent and have a good time, okay? But you've got to understand, their angle is children can consent, everybody can have a good time, it can be a wonderful experience. That is their PDF file mantra for this section. It's important that you slice off a big PDF file pie slice and focus on the pie slice that we're focusing on. So these individuals would talk about just, it wasn't even so much, I mean, you kind of know what to expect from a group discussing things like this, but it was the sheer magnitude. It was the sheer magnitude of these individuals and how many of them there were and their pride in taking new members under their wing. And it went on. You had the PDF file support community. Again, the child lover based slice of the pie. And you can see nice little logo. Everything's happy. Oh, yeah, we're not complete monsters at all. I mean, look at the topic. Does S with daughter change the relationship? Yeah. So we then move on to our next part, which is the PDF handbook. All right. The PDF file handbook. Now, when I tell you the contents of this handbook were rigorously planned, collated, it was like reading a manual for a subject you wanted to master. Okay? Here we go. We've got some of the pages here. Obviously, images aren't shown. But here we go. Learn the basics about your orientation and how to handle it and stay happy on an everyday basis. Learn the basics about children and how their psychology and that word work, along with their behavior and development. Learn the basics of how to stay secure as an active PDF file and how to handle civilians, police, even prisons, if things go really wrong. So you got to understand, this is my first experience with the community side of this topic back in 2019. And here we go. How are we doing, John? You there, bro? How are we doing, mate? On the travels again, I see, brother.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Right. I can hear you now.
You can hear me?
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So, John, obviously you're driving. I'll be describing. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I had a microphone plugged in.
Yeah, that's all right, mate.
Better audio.
Yeah.
Am I coming through all right?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, brother.
So I've just been with James. I've been with James Esposito. We've had to sort some bits and pieces out for a full right. documentary out. So, yeah, that's why I'm a bit late on parade and miles away from anywhere. Oh, good. Yeah. So, if audio only is okay, it's just because I'm in the car.
Course. Yeah, don't worry. I'm mid rant. Okay, so basically, where we're up to, John, is I'm showcasing my first experience with the hidden web or the dark side of the internet before I made my documentary in 2019, which is showcasing the subsection of PDF file that are the child lover. We've been over that. The people that believe they can consent and it's a beautiful thing. Blah blah blah. I can't imagine you can look at the screen while you're driving, but we've just went over the PDF file handbook, which was published on the hidden web, and this whole thing was so shocking to me back in 2019. Seeing the open discussion, seeing this handbook, seeing the way this information was just there, and people were so excited about it because, you know, they're freaking monsters. Yep. And this sort of mindset, right, brought me to making Hope Dies Here, the original version. And then as time went on, there was some things that happened on YouTube. Now, I'm not going to name names on this because I'm not wanting anybody Googling anything. But let's just say there was a YouTube channel that was set up that gave the impression that it was an ARG, augmented reality game, okay? Right. And the internet was looking into it. And in it was a very short video clip. And this is from, from the surface web, a screenshot of it. And this was 5 seconds, John, of a little boy about to be destroyed. And I mean, murdered and tortured and horrible stuff. I mean, horrible things. And the screams.
Yep.
The screams for that 4 or 5 seconds will stay with you forever. And this was put on YouTube. And people were like, oh my God, this is like an ARG. This is crazy. And then we found out exactly what it was. And of course, it was individuals from the hidden web playing with individuals on the surface web and trying to mess with people, obviously. I mean, there's other reasons behind it too, but we don't need to go into all of that. So once it got to this stage, and once the Italian baked goods and email scandal with a certain set of presidential people in America broke, there was this wave of people's attention on this subject matter. And ironically, everything has been wiped off the internet about a vast amount of it regarding the emails and all the rest of it. Now, we've talked a lot about Pi, right?
Yep.
And I forgot that there's actually a section of the documentary where one of the guys from... This is the guy here, right? I'm going to let this little section play.
Okay.
And I want you... I mean, John, this was recently as well. I mean, when I say recently, I mean the thousands as opposed to the 90s, if you know what I mean. Have a listen to this.
A guy, penis and vagina.
Sex, most people think, is sexual intercourse, penis in vagina, and a guy banging away until he gets orgasm. That's not what I mean by sexual children.
What are you talking
about? I don't think we should talk in this sort of emotive fashion about sexual children.
What is a list loaded to?
Erotic contact with children.
And what would that involve?
Well, it might involve touching.
Fuck off!
Yeah. I mean, I know this guy. He's been on the scene for a long time, and he's one of the founder members of Pi, him and another guy. Now, 60 Minutes Australia did an amazing documentary.
That is it. That's where I stole this from, for the documentary. Yeah. Carry on with what you're saying, John.
And it's a twisted logic. Now, if we look at this guy, was one of the founder members of it, right? And those that subsequently joined and subscribed and funded it, one of them was one of the leading members of the Boys Brigade. They had one of the UK's most senior army officers, right?
Yeah.
But also, there was the head of a charity that dealt with children in poverty, was a member.
Yep.
So we can see where this is all going, you know?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. It's this guy's conviction when he's talking, John.
Yeah, I know.
It's like he thinks we're all stupid.
Yeah, because he believes he's right. And this is what we're up against, people like that with this cognitive distortion, this twisted logic.
Yeah.
That children like it, that they acquiesce. And then you've got people. Let's get this right, people. The individuals, the free-thinking individuals of the United Kingdom, Harriet Harman, Patricia Hewitt, and Margaret Hodge backed this group. They backed it, right? Harriet Harman wanted the age of consent for girls to reduce to 14. Pi wanted the age of consent of boys to be at 8. And Tony Blair, I think, made Patricia Hodge as Minister for Children. We need to get our heads around the machine that allows this to go on. And then when we saw Elm Guesthouse,
100%.
And one of the people that we discussed was Nicholas Fairbairn, QC back in the day, Advocate Depew, head of all of the legal system and the Procurator Fiscal for Scotland. Any major sex abuse case has to get the authority of this guy for charging. Yep. Right? His girlfriend was Esther Ranson, who was running Childline, right? The spirit, you know, the figurehead for Childline.
Yep.
He was a paedophile supreme, this guy. He was R-ing, paedophile, sorry, let me get that right, paedophile.
Yep.
He was R-ing, S-assaulting young girls from Forneithy Kids Home.
Yep.
And all of this lot, you know, if I was to join the police and my brother was a petty criminal, they'd vet me and say, no way, John, there's too much connection to crime, you're not allowed. So how comes we can have a Home Secretary, a.k.a. Leon Britton, who was accused of many, many assaults in young boys? We have a Prime Minister, Mr. Ted Heath, who was a practicing Satanist, and it came out in Operation Conifer, and he had R'd over 33 boys. How can we have a member of our intelligence services who's a convicted paedophile?
Exactly.
But what you're up against is when you see this lizard of a man, this snake of a man, and his mindset. That
John, we're at the easy to consume part of my evening currently. Just so you all know, this is the least disturbing thing you're going to hear tonight, okay?
Right.
Because the normalization that Pi started, okay, it's kind of, we're all sitting in our little cushy houses, we're watching some true crime, we're having a good time. we hear something like this, it gets really upset, but we never really consider the brainwashing and the discussions, the open discussions these individuals have with these poor children. And you're going to hear it now.
Let's go.
Trigger warning.
You're going to continue with touching me, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Continue doing sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I like it.
A sadistic child abuse.
I mean, right there, this guy filmed himself talking to his children that he did the most... Child lover, they can consent. Sending this shit to his girlfriend because she needed convincing the kids were on board with it. Two of his kids he was doing this to. Two.
But can't you see how this LGBTQ plus movement is slowly aligning themselves with these like-minded monsters?
Not all of them. The ones that are actually PDF files and also part of that community are definitely doing that. Trust me, has no place in the rainbow, for sure.
Yeah, and there is a group, I can't remember the name of them, they're Gays Against PDF Files or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're actually, and I've called it out, and I said to your members of that community, please do not align yourself with this level of malevolent criminality destroys lives. Don't 100%. Do it.
And here we go. There we go. There is the rebrand, John. Welcome to the era of the mind-retracted person.
But if we look at this, yep. What if, you know, the likes of Harriet Harman, a right honourable, all three of them ladies become right honourables, right? Where you get... More abuse occurs under a left-wing government than it does a right-wing. And I'm not there taking sides of the political spectrum here, but it's a fact it does. What if they have influence over the education system? And then they start allowing monsters like, I can't remember this guy's name, it'll come to me in a minute, that we just heard earlier, to have access to the education system and push this filth into young minds. What a sad day.
Yeah, 100%. Right, listen, again, I hate to break it to you. We're still in the not triggering, not traumatizing part. So as I continued on in my journey, seeing that father, right, was when I thought to myself, it can't get any worse than that. So we move on to a man. And the first internet legend, a horror story. Not legend as in he's a legend. Legend as in, like what he did preceded him. And it was one of the saddest stories you're ever going to hear. And that is Peter Scully, right? His company, No Limits Fun. The fact that he stole a bunch of money, went out to Thailand, and... with his girlfriends, who we'll talk about too, took three young girls, one who was a baby named Daisy, and filmed themselves torturing, abusing, R-wording, torturing, and killing. They forced these little girls to dig their own graves, and their little bones were dug up from his kitchen. Daisy, the baby, was the only, which is mad, she was the one who survived. She's still living now. And this individual filmed all of this, okay? Filmed all of this and was selling it for about $10,000 a copy on a little website called Hurt to the Core, okay? And all of the horrible, mean, torturous, murderous monsters gathered on this website. Hurt to the Core, and it was a new slice of the pie, and John, do you know how weird it is seeing PDF files from different slices of the pie arguing with each other on forums about why their PDF ways are better than the other PDF ways. Like, have you ever even contemplated this?
There was a training video that the PDF unit at New Scotland Yard had, and in order to work in that environment, which I did for a little while, and I've spent many, many hours, hundreds of hours, watching the which used to be the level 5 videos and images of the most appalling nature. And it totally... someone said to me, how do you deal with it? I said, because it was so alien to me, it was like someone was doing something to an alien, because it's two things that should never, ever be put together, an adult and a small child. But as time goes on, it impermeates your soul and it destroys your soul. And I'm not the victim here. And so this is what they do. But there was a tape. It was called the Snowman tape. And as a training video, you had to watch it. And it was a young boy strapped to a chair, having the most appalling things, like you've just said, done to him, whilst that Alec Jones, We're Walking in the Air, was being played.
Wow.
So whenever I hear that, We're Walking in the Air, oh.
Yeah, your Christmas is done for you, mate. Every Marks and Spencer's advert, you're done.
Yeah, that's it, finished, you know. It's over. Now, here's an interesting thing, Ron. And there is a guy that has been named on the Rains list who was in charge of the policing unit that dealt with obscene publications. His name's Michael Haynes. Why, oh, why? And I know some people have turned around to me and said, John, Wedger, don't name names. Well, I'm naming a name here. Michael Haynes, and I gave it to this unit up in Scotland and all that. I don't know what they've done with it. But this guy, he does stuff with the television as their advisor. He is named on the Rains list as being an active Satanist, right? And he was in charge of the unit that had the governance for said films, like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
He maintains this stance on national TV that snuff films do not exist.
Oh, listen, look, that's a whole other night. I've got, do you know, I started a plan for a project called Snuff, and it's going to happen, but that's a whole other thing, John. All right, that's a whole other thing, because HERC, we're going to call it HC, HERC, or HC, right? It's about the prolonging and the torture. It's wild. You even see them arguing about why the subjects or the children should be left alive over them not being left alive. Arguing, it's mad. Now, I just want to say, somebody was talking about 8mm. If you guys want to know a palatable movie that you can watch that is going to explain the realities of all this, is this movie. And John, how about this for a tagline? You cannot prepare for where the truth will take you. Right, and that is, that. I mean, if I could go back in time and tell myself that a few years back, I would. Now, just to put in perspective again, people, because I don't believe in pulling punches. We're talking about Daisy. This is Daisy, okay? And she, the things that were done to this little girl for the pleasure of absolutely twisted monsters was, I'm not going to talk about them here, all right? Because the fine details of this are horrific, absolutely horrific. Now, 60 Minutes in Australia, I can't remember what this name is, Rebecca, I think. She interviews Peter Scully. And this man, we've got a friend called Enigma now on the channel, who's a body language expert. And this is one of the things I want him to look over, is this interview and Scully's body language and all of it, because it blows my mind. And he was out in the Philippines, him and his two girlfriends. They were arrested by this guy here, who has just, this guy here, whose badge you're looking at here. They went after Scully, they arrested him, and the full weight of the law was thrown at them. Hang on a second. Here we go.
Philippines. The first case is the slavery, the fact that he's kept two young girls in a house and sexually abused them, tied them in dog chains, and allegedly made videos of them. That's one case. The second case involves the holding of young victims and sexually abusing them, and then it went to violence against the young victims as well as abuse, and then unfortunately and horrifically ended in the death of one of the victims.
Here we go. So this is the start of the advert for the video Daisy's Destruction that Peter Scully was selling. And it was sold all around the world. They got the sales list. And when the site that actually hosted it, Hurt to the Core, which is a whole other live stream again, was shut down, they realized the true extent of all of this. Now, this is one of Scully's counterparts, is one of his girlfriends, who was heavily involved in, her job was going out and getting the girls, and she was one of the girls who was on camera torturing and abusing and doing all kinds of horrific, and listen, when I say horrific acts, I'm talking about that little baby you've seen, broken light bulbs, all kinds of...
I mean, when Corinne Hustabart, she says it, she works with the most prolific child murderers in the world. She works with them to try and understand why, yeah, and in order to bring about a prevention campaign.
Yeah,
she will not work with women.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen, we're just going to hear a little bit of Scully here.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the real answer.
Well, why don't we hazard a guess?
No, don't hazard a guess.
Is it because you're depraved?
Depraved? Maybe.
That you admit you do it.
What I'm looking for is the real reason why I took that road. And what drove me to it? Because in Australia, I wasn't like that in the first six, 12 months here.
So Peter Scully goes on to say that he is just interested in finding out why he's like this and uses this whole interview as a PR campaign for a book he thinks he's going to be allowed to write and release about Daisy's Destruction and No Limits Fun. This guy is next level on another planet.
Well, one of the biggest revenue fields for ritual abuse are snuff films and child P films, right? And a lot of the survivors of SRA, they've been made to take part in these films involving animals, torture, murder, and they all say that it was filmed. It was all filmed. Now, that will also have a blackmail value, but also have a resale value. And it's a huge amount of money. When I was working in that field, circa 2002, 2003, one of the senior detectives for the PDF file unit at Scotland Yard said that one of these films back in the 1980s cost as much as a brand new family saloon car. So it's a huge amount of money. It's big, big money. And SRA funds, it's a revenue source for it. How many of these, I used to go to meetings, and there were top secret meetings with PDF file units, right, from all different agencies. So we had the post office, we had the NHS, we had the travel industry, we had the church, we had the intelligence services, right? We would all meet. Sometimes we used to meet in like these offices made out of shipping containers on old runways and things like that. It was really clandestine. And we would share information. And, you know, the airports monitored these guys going to these source countries, like Thailand and the Philippines and Vietnam. And how many people do we know that do that? They're all arm out in Thailand. Why? They make out it's because they like the food. No, they don't.
Just order some, man. Just order some. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's mind-boggling the excuses that these individuals come up with to cover their trails.
And they rely on poverty.
Of course they do. It's a perfect scenario out there, man. Listen, we're going to get to poverty and that in just a minute. But listen, we're going to just have a little look at the operation where they took out Scully and arrested him, the raid in his house.
20th of February, four years after.
Because this case came to an end. You know, after these horrific acts had been carried out by Scully and his girlfriends, as we will call them, they were the ones on film being ordered by Scully to do what he was doing. Now, it got the whole world looking at, because a lot of people misconstrued the fact that it was a video, okay? So the legend of streaming torture of a youngling on the dark web was born, the hidden web. It was born from this. Now, I was fascinated before I really knew the ins and outs of how the hidden web worked, about the concept of people paying Bitcoin, sitting at their computer, logging in and speaking to someone like Peter Scully, and then instructing him to give orders to a torturer to inflict their will. It seemed a bit like, this cannot be happening, right? This cannot be happening, okay? So, onto the hidden web we went. And just to give you an example, okay? This is the sort of thing you find all over the dark web. And this particular one is called Slaughterhouse. Welcome to the Slaughterhouse. Date of slaughter, 13th, 19th of March. Time of the beginning, 7 o'clock. And it's a website claiming to be a... I mean, you can see the words that are on the screen. Please upgrade your account if you want to watch the next live. For the next live and the purpose of a young brunette girl program, our torture, slaughter. Of course, premium members can make the proposal live. Now, John, 90% of these are just honey traps. Do you know what I'm saying? They're just websites set up to take your Bitcoin. Because, John, if you go onto the hidden web and then pay, you know, 2 Bitcoin to be part of this and they scam you, are you going to phone the authorities and be like, mate, I tried to buy my way into a torture room on the dark web and they took my money?
Well, and they know that. They know that.
Yes. So you can, on this section here, people, when you're lying awake troubled by this live stream tonight, this part you can kind of write off.
Well, look, you know, if anyone's asked, are they a PDF file, they all lie, except this arrogant man, his name will come to me, the one that we just saw, who genuinely believes he's right.
Peter Scully. The pie guy.
The other one. Yeah, he's very well known, and I knew someone who punched him in the face.
Nice.
Went up and smashed him in the face.
Yeah, if he fancies coming on for a chat one night and gets a link up where everyone can buy him a pint, I think he would do all right.
Nice. But listen, a tape was seized, right? It's called the Solanke tape. A tape was seized at Dover, right? They always claim it was an image. It weren't. It was a tape, a videotape. And when they viewed it was our Home Secretary, Leon Britton, dressed in a French maid's outfit with a naked young boy on his lap. Our Home Secretary, in charge of the justice system, right, was seen with a young boy. Now, the guy who seized it, he was rubbish. He was attacked, like all of us that speak out are attacked. Right, now, they claimed it didn't happen. It was a nonsense. And this is how bizarre fate works. It works in their favor sometimes. Sometimes it works against them.
Yeah.
Part of my whistleblowing is a woman at a chance meeting in Spain. I'm with my children in the swimming pool, being a dad and that. Yep. And she's with her husband. And she, when she comes up, she went, where's your missus? I said, I'm on my own. I'm a single parent. She said, it's so lovely to see you with your kids. And I said, oh, thank you. That's very kind. She said, no, me and my husband said, how you all get on. I said, we love each other. And that's that, you know, being a dad, you know.
Yeah.
She said, can I buy you a beer? Me and my husband buy you a beer. I said, of course you can. It's so nice. Anyway, kids were playing and all that. She said, I never had a childhood. I was abused. I was abused in care. And I said, you know, sorry to hear that. I work with survivors of abuse. And she struck up this conversation with me. And she said, I want to talk to you, but not here. when we get back to UK, I need to tell you something.
Yeah.
Anyway, this woman, she worked for the finest lingerie company in the world, and they were based in your part of the world, on the east coast of Scotland.
Right.
And she said, we get customers from all around the world because we make bespoke underwear. She said, we would measure them. And because of who we dealt with, total discretion assured. And she said, we get a call one day from a woman. She said, oh, I want to send two clients to be measured up. She went, oh, okay.
Oh, God.
She said, for bra and knickers and all this sort of stuff and suspenders and whatnot. She said, yes, of course. She said,
Hang on, John. Can I just stop you there? Can anyone guess what happens next? Okay? In the side chat. Can you guess what's coming? Can you guess what John's going to say? Can you? I'll give you to the count of three. One, two, three. Put your answers in the side chat. Continue, John. We'll find out how many people.
Yeah, right. So she said, of course, that we were a professional outfit. She said she didn't expect the two clients that got sent. She said both were men. So one was a lovely guy. He clearly was a survivor in childhood. He was meek. He was mild. Yeah. And he had this quirk about women's underwear. She said,
currently, we're all wrong. And I was thinking the same as the side chat. I thought you were going to say that it was two younglings.
No. And she said it was that MP that was found with the orange in his mouth hanging, Stephen Milligan. Do you remember he was found hanging with an orange in his mouth?
One second, that's my phone, John. Keep going.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Apologies, John. Just keep going. Sorry, apologies. I just the phone rang.
Yeah, right. So there was an MP, and about circa 1993, was found in his residence. The body had been moved, and it turned out it was a rent boy. He was involved with a rent boy. He was dressed in women's underwear. This MP with a rent boy, in a some sort of bizarre sex game. I was told that it actually occurred in his parliamentary office, but his body was found in his residential office.
Yeah.
And the rent boy had run and called the police, said, please come, something's gone wrong. And this MP was found with an orange in his mouth wearing women's underwear. Yeah. Now the bizarre thing is, one of my old sergeants was first on scene, and they sealed it off as a suspicious death, as you would. And he said, the next thing, MI5 turn up. I said, right, officer, sergeant, we're taking this over. And he turned around and said, no, you ain't. This is a murder. Nothing to do with you, boys. And he said, had I have handed the scene over, you'd have never heard about it. He said, because I stood my ground, that's why the press got to know. And he was, this woman said, it was him. I remember him. But he was a nice guy. I had no problem. She said, the second one, she said, he was a disgusting, vile, horrible man. And she said, John, I've been abused. I recognise the first man as a victim. She said, this second one, he was a demon. I could feel the perpetrator in him. I mean, it's based on her opinion, not mine.
Yeah.
And she said he got measured up for crutchless underwear and suspenders. And she said, do you know who it was? Mr. Leon Britton.
Damn.
And I handed all that information over. I was interviewed by the police's corruption command, and I gave them every bit of that. And I said, you need to talk to this woman. She never, ever did that surface, that information, never.
Yeah.
And they tried to discredit the customs officer that he was never seen with all this women's underwear.
Yeah.
And I turned around and said, he probably was, because this woman told me he was, and he's dead. And his wife tried to sue people for saying this man was a wrong'un. And he was our Home Secretary. So with your side, what you're showing is that there is this underbelly and this whole culture, this whole revenue stream, and it's bad.
The revenue stream, John, is where we're heading to now. Okay, so
but one point I'd just like to make. Yeah. What I find so infuriating, and it saddens me to the pit of my guts, right? Because you're right in what you say. Let's focus on what those poor victims, you know, from the interviews I've done with Mr. Sean Atwood, of the survivors that have been abused by these people, that are mentally ill, that have got damage to their bowels, to their anus, to the vagina, that are got mental health problems, that are suicidal because of what these people did to them, and they're the ones who survived. Many didn't survive. And what angers me, and you can tell I'm passionate about this, that it takes the stoic journalism of 60 minutes, 90 minutes Australia, whatever it is, to bring this, and the likes of people we will never see again, Mr. Roger Cook, that on the street, I will expose PDF file journalists, and we had it in the 80s. Where are they now? Why are they not being backed up by Channel 4, by the Metropolitan Police? We don't see any of it.
No, I agree. Well, this is it, John, and it doesn't make any sense that it slips through and doesn't get covered and isn't the main news. We had the BBC again in the news today with another depraved individual going to jail for 10 years for crimes against children and animals. But John, we have got a podcast starting in 16 minutes, so I need to get through this. So the Peter Scully, the whole people paying thousands for this poor girl being destroyed, the myth of the Red Room was born. People paying to be able to participate in this torture. Now, I always said, John, that the hidden web isn't made for streaming. Okay, it just wouldn't be able to do that, and it would be most likely to take place in WhatsApp or Telegram or somewhere like that, where the recruitment's done on the hidden web, and then they're brought to where they can monetize it. And by God, did someone monetize it, John? And I don't know if any of you know this face, but this is Mario Gustafsson, okay?
Right.
Otherwise known as the Eunuch Maker. Have you heard about this guy?
I've heard the name.
Okay. So we're going to close tonight with the realities of the modern world. Say it stemmed from the hidden web. Say it stemmed from all of this. But we've moved now from the destruction of the young into people with severe body dysmorphia would pay this man thousands and thousands of pounds for him to brutally amputate and alter their bodies while he live streamed it to his fan base, and then they all paid subscriptions. He heavily profited from all of this.
Yeah, and I remember.
I'm going to read you something.
People actually offered themselves up to be mutilated. Dude, by
this is this is a whole new category here. This is like the legend of the German guy who was like, I'm looking for someone to eat, and someone volunteered. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I'm going to proffer up here now? I'm going to contact Corinne and see if she can come on board, not tonight, but for maybe next week, because she's dealt with these people.
Yeah. That would be great.
About their minds.
That would be great. So we're going to end it with this story. A self-styled eunuch maker who mutilated paying customers and streamed it online has been jailed for life with a minimum of 22 years. Gustafsson admitted offenses including 5 counts of causing grievous bodily harm with intent. He was described as a three-day sentencing in the Old Bailey as a lunatic, an arch manipulator, and a butcher. The Norwegian 46 run a lucrative business in extreme body modifications. Warning, graphic content. Judge Lucroft said Gustafsson had been the mastermind of the gruesome and grisly, large-scale and extremely dangerous enterprise. On one occasion, Gustafsson cooked what appeared to be human testicles, which were then plated to be eaten and kept other body parts as trophies, he said. Judge Lucroft told the court that he was entirely satisfied that the motivation was a mix of sexual gratification and financial reward. Some of what has happened is a little short of body butchery, he said. Actually, let me just let you all look at this while I'm doing this. The court heard how the defendant's eunuch maker pay-per-view website advertised services including castration, penis removal, and freezing of limbs. The Old Bailey told how Gustafsson told others to perform procedures on him, including having his nipple. And Gustafsson got others to perform procedures on him, including... The Old Bailey was told how Gustafsson got others to perform procedures on him, including a nipple and penis removed and a leg frozen. The website showed the defendant and his medically unqualified accomplices, six of whom were sentenced alongside him, performing a series of operations in London flats and hotel rooms on apparently willing volunteers, some were as young as 16. Sometimes it all went badly wrong. The court heard several 999 calls, which Gustafsson calmly lied to the operator about how the victims had, in fact, injured themselves. One second. His defense, Gustafsson's legal team, claimed that he only wanted to put a smile on people's faces by offering a service to those suffering like him from what he described as body integrity dysmorphia. However, prosecution barrister Caroline Carberry, KKC, told the court, "We suggest that a diagnosis, if it exists, may explain why Mr. Gustafsson acted the way that he did, to have his own body maimed and mutilated, but does not explain why he made a lucrative business out of mutilating others. This knife here, John, was what he used for some of the surgeries."
Oh.
Which you can't see. It's an IKEA knife. Subscribers who paid £100 yearly to subscribe would be entitled to VIP status, where victims were promises, where they were promised money from the video radio revenue. This is what you would say as victims. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on.
There was a group in the United Kingdom. Now, there's a law. We've got offences against the person's law, right?
Yeah.
So you can consent to common assault. You can consent to ABH. That's why, you know, boxing isn't illegal, but it's regulated.
Yeah.
That's why you have to have a ref, because whenever the injuries go into GBH, you cannot consent to GBH. And there was a group, and I've seen the video, they would video themselves. And one of them was a guy nailing someone's scrotum to a desk.
I mean, come on. We've all seen a scrotum being nailed to a desk. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, what alarmed me was it was in a building, in an office building. I thought, what if there's a fire? How could he get out with a table attached to his scrotum?
What if he sneezed suddenly, man? Like anything. Or someone startled him. Do you know what I'm saying? So listen. The point of this last section is to go from where my journey began, the shock of the child lover, then into the torture, destruction of children, then moved from the hidden world into the surface world. For an individual like Gustafsson can profit from a way of streaming torture in his mind to put a smile on people's faces. This is just the beginning of all of this. And if anybody wants to know more, the Hope Dies Here documentary is available right now. I'm going to post it in the site chat here for you guys. There's no shortage of it.
One of the saddest stories I ever heard was a guy contacted me, very well-spoken old man.
Yeah.
And it was only because of this scamdemic that I never got to interview him. And I fear he may well be dead. And he tells me this story and it broke my heart. And as a young boy, he was put into a convent. And the nuns used to tie things around his winkle, I would call it that. And then they would, when it swelled up, they would tie his hands behind his back. Nuns, sanctioned by the Catholic Church, they would whip it with a cane.
John, keep talking. I need to nip downstairs quickly, but keep talking. I'll be 2 minutes.
And what happened with this guy? He suffered such unbearable torture at the hands of these nuns, sexual torture. He then, when he got old enough, he fell in love with a girl and he went to get married. And as they did in that day, you know, they didn't have intercourse until they got married. And he was not able to perform sexually because his genitals were so badly disfigured and damaged. And he said, that's the only person I ever loved, and I could never ever fall in love again. And this man lived a very lonely and miserable life. And he was a sweet, kind man that supported my work. And he said, John, the people like me, our stories need to be told. So there is a whole community of people that have suffered at the hands of these absolute wretches. And when I hear that some of them are in our local and our central government, and when I hear that they're in positions where they can influence education, child protection, and the law regarding consent, I cannot tell you how my blood boils when I see people like Harriet Harman, when I see pictures of Leon Britton, when I see it, and Margaret Thatcher and 13 members of her government were that way inclined. Yeah. And I rage inside. And that was one of my very strong reasons for standing up and speaking out. And I did suffer as a result, but it's not about me. But I think the world needs to know that these monsters exist, and some of them exist with the sanction and the protection of our central government and our police force at high level. And we need to get this in perspective. And, you know, when you're coming out of Tesco's and there's a guy begging there and he's on heroin, spare a thought that guy may be on heroin because he's anesthetizing his soul because of what has been done to him. Not all of them, but some of them. And that's where I found a lot of my information, from the homeless community, the heroin addicted community and things like that, because they had the most wretched things done to them with animals and all sorts. So I'm glad that you've done this tonight. I am glad. It invokes an anger in me, which you know, is a beast, really, that really, really fuels me to speak out. But I'm not a victim of this. And I want to call out to all those that are the victim of abuse and this vileness, that it wasn't your fault. It's not your shame. You know, you're beautiful and you are loved. They're the wrong ones, not you. Do not be ashamed. Stand out. And if you ever, ever want to give your testimony and it fits the criteria, I will gladly do it at my own expense, not yours.
Yeah.
The world needs to know, Ron. The world needs to know.
Hell yeah, John. Listen, sometimes you suck me in with your words and your storytelling, and I just become hypnotized. And then you ask me for a response, and I'm like, duh. But 100% agree with you. And it was me realizing, how is no one talking about this when I discovered it all?
The one of the guys who punched that man in the face has come to me now. He was a child protection officer called Chris Fay. He had that guy. He attacked him. And Chris Fay was the one who brought us the Elm Guesthouse list. Yeah. And in doing so, Chris Fay was making a cup of tea in his kitchen one day, and three bullets went through his window. Bang, 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 bang. Yeah. He then gets a visit the next day from Special Branch telling him to shut his mouth. Chris Fay died last year at the age of 82. And from the moment he took office in helping kids, he did more to expose abuse of children, institutionally and otherwise, than anyone else, I think, in the UK. He was an unsung hero. And if ever you want to see his work, there is a beautiful documentary by Bill Maloney of Pine Mash Films. And it's called The Nightmares of Elm Guesthouse, and in which Chris Fay spills the beans on everyone. And it's well worth watching.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And like you say, the world needs to know. These people need exposed.
Yeah.
Trust me when I say this, John, as well. There's more of us than there is of them.
I want to thank you for tonight. I weren't expecting it, but I want to thank you for it, because it's... I think it's what I was put on this planet for, and I think that is the gel, the glue that adhered me and you in our podcast.
It was a calling for me. That's how I describe it in my head. And you know,
and
I tried to step away and ignore it when I was going through my own lifetime turmoils. But here we are, 360 right back, because you cannot ignore it.
And there's these groups go out there, these PDF file hunters,
yeah,
that do an unbelievably sterling job. And there's one that operates in England, and they've got a mutual friend of ours goes out with them, who's a former world heavyweight MMA champion.
Yeah, see, that's what we need. That's what we need. All right.
And he goes out there, and you know, what an amazing individual. And he said, if there is any survivors in need of help, I'm there to help them. And this guy put his offer out there, he will help you.
Yeah. Well, listen. I just need to say, we need to end it there, John, because we've got our podcast starting. But listen, this is the tip of the iceberg with me, John. It's weird that, I feel like I've not really showcased my knowledge, my research to yourself, John, to full extent. So we will be doing another night in a few weeks, and we're going to continue where we've left off, and we're going to look at transcripts from a murderous forum that promoted and educated people on how to go to one country, acquire a youngling, torture, mutilate, throw and cast them to the side safely, why you don't want to use duct tape, and why you always want to have cable ties. It is messed up. But thank you all for being here. John, you're incredible as always. The side chat, you're amazing.
I thank you more than I've ever thanked you. I thank you for tonight.
Dude.
It needs to be said. Brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, there's a lot. Unfortunately, there's a lot more to go, because this was year one, and there's another 6 years to go. So on the next one, we'll take that next step. John, thank you for being here. Sidechat.
And I apologise for my my visual attendance. I had to go to a meeting with my cameraman, and it just went on longer than I planned. So
it's all right. Do not worry. We need to end it there, people. Like and subscribe. I love you all. Peace, and thank you once again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.